talking about hearing his voice, clearly hearing what Jesus would say to us. And so let's acknowledge him, Jesus. We thank you that we can hear your voice, that you want to talk to us, that you're not far off. We thank you for that comfort and peace that you give us. We acknowledge you, your presence right now. We give you all the praise and all the glory. So in John 10, verse 4, when he has brought his own sheep outside, or the sheep, he walks before them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. So first of all, if you want to hear Jesus, you got to let him walk before you. You don't walk before him. You don't give him direction, but he gives you direction. You walk behind him and you wait for direction and you hear his voice. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word is God. And so when you want to hear his voice, you can go there. He is his word. Man does not live on bread alone, but every word from the mouth of God. So just like you feed your physical body, we have to feed our spirit. We have to feed ourselves the word of God. And that's how we know him. He is his word. What he says to us is the word of God. And when we're walking behind him and letting him walk in front of us, we're going to be following him and we're going to know his voice, because he sounds like the word. What he says in the word of God is who he is. And when you know what the word says, you know what he's saying and you're following him. And anything contrary to that, you're going to recognize. You're going to recognize the enemy speaking to you, because he isn't going to speak the word of God to you. He's going to speak his own accord. He's not nice, and he's not going to say nice things to you. When Jesus talks to you, it's kind, it's good, it's compassionate. But you have to respond to him. He's standing, knocking at the door of your heart. And when you invite him in by heeding his voice, you're responding to him. And so responding to him assures that he will answer you. When you call upon him, he will answer you. He will never leave you or forsake you. But if you never call upon him, if you never call him or text him or message him, except maybe in a crisis, that isn't following him. And you're going to have trouble hearing him. You're going to have trouble hearing his voice, because you're not responding to him. You may have asked him to come live on the inside of you at one point, but then when you hear him, maybe because you don't like what he said, or you don't want to comply to what he said, because you haven't tamed your flesh, you let your flesh control you, which allows that storm, which allows the enemy to come in and cause trouble, cause that disconnection with Jesus. And then it's hard to hear him. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll obey me. And so really, it's about love. If you make that decision that you love him and your intention is to always obey him, you're going to hear his voice. And you are going to recognize the enemy. You're going to recognize the storm as soon as you start to waver and haven't made that intention that you're going to do exactly what he told you to do. You have to intend, make an intention. I'm going to obey Jesus no matter what. I love him. He said in John 14:21, he said, if you love me, you'll obey me, and I will show myself to you. I will manifest myself to you. That's what he said. He told the disciples before he left, he said, if you love me, then the Father will send the Spirit. If you follow my commands, which means if you love me, the Father will send the Spirit, and he will live inside of you, and he'll take my place. He'll be your comforter, your counselor, your standby. He's going to be the one that you follow. He's going to tell you what to do. He's going to tell you what not to do. And it's for your good. He's not trying to take from you, which is what the enemy will come and say. As soon as you hear the word, Jesus said, you have to understand. If you don't understand this, you won't understand anything. The enemy's going to come. He's going to try to cause that storm. Oh, God's trying to take from you. No, he's not. He's trying to give to you. You have to trust him. He's setting you free. I have come that you may have life to the full until it overflows. The enemy has come to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10. If you love me, you'll obey me, and I will show myself to you. John 14:21. In verse 24, anyone who does not really love me does not observe and obey my teaching. And the teaching which you hear and heed is not mine, but it comes from the Father who sent me. So if you don't love him, you're not going to heed his voice. If a person really loves me, he will keep my word, my teaching, and my Father will love him, and he will come in. We will come and make our home, our abode, our special dwelling place within him. That was verse 23. And before that, I read verse 24, John 14. So he's going to make his home within you. The Father and Jesus, they're going to make their home within you. He said, the Comforter, the Counselor, this Amplified Bible, Helper, Intercessor, Advocate, Strengthener, Standby, the Holy Spirit has all those definitions. He's your Comforter, Counselor, Helper, Intercessor, Advocate, Strengthener, Standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place, to represent me and act on my behalf. He will teach you all things. He will cause you to recall. He will remind you and bring to remembrance everything I have told you. And then in John 16, he will tell you things to come. I'm excited if you're here and you want to learn to hear his voice, because we need to. We need to know the things that are to come. And he will tell us, if you love me, you'll obey me. Anyone who, in verse 21, I guess I want to go to, the person who has my commands and keeps them is the one who really loves me. And whoever really loves me will be loved by my Father. And I too will love him. And I will show, reveal, manifest myself to him. I will let myself be clearly seen by him and make myself real to him. So it all has to do with loving him. And if you love him, you'll obey him. And if you don't know him, how will you obey him? If you haven't read the word of God, if you don't seek him, then how will you know him? Then you're going to be that one on that day who says, Lord, I did this and that in your name. He's going to say, I didn't know you. You didn't love me. You didn't do my commands. We weren't living on the inside of you. So to hear God is not just something that you can do without committing to him, without falling in love with him. And you can't fall in love with him until you've taken the time to get to know him, until you've had experience with him. And So to hear him, you have to respond to him. If you know him, you're going to respond to him. You know, if you send somebody a message, which Jesus is sending you a message today, and they don't respond to you, it hurts. It's rejection. And he's calling out to you. He gave up his life for you. He's knocking at the door of your heart. And if you don't respond, he's sad. If you don't respond, you're ignoring him. And at the same time, you expect to hear him when you want to hear him, when you need him. It doesn't work that way. You have to commit to him. If you ever have sent somebody a text message and they don't respond to you, sooner or later, you just give up on them. I'm not saying Jesus is going to give up on you, but he's waiting. But at the same time, why would you expect him to respond to you? Just saying, right? Good thing he doesn't get easily offended or angered. But we just have till that day. And he's going to keep reaching out to you. But we have till that day that he comes. He said, not everyone who calls me Lord will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but those who do the will of my Father. And if you haven't responded to him, you don't know his will. You can't just look at the word of God once or twice or read through the whole Bible and know his will. You have to have that relationship with him, and so much so that John 15 says, when you love me, when you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you will and it'll be done for you. Do you know him that well that you can ask him whatever you will and it'll be done for you? Do you remain in him and he remains in you? Are you in agreement? Do you talk daily? As soon as he messages you, do you get excited to have a message from Jesus? Everything else must stop right now. I have a message from Jesus. Hang on. Or are you the person that's constantly doing this, that you can't hear Jesus' message to you? Sometimes I can be in a conversation and all of a sudden Jesus starts talking to me and I tune that person out. And then when I tune back in, they say, you didn't hear me. I said, no. Jesus is talking to me. He's first. And that's the way it has to be. He has to be first. If you remain in him and he remains in you, if he's living on the inside of you, if you're following him, then as soon as you hear his voice, you're going to stop what you're doing because you want to hear. You've been asking him. And here he is to answer that question. You've been wanting to hear him. And there he is, right there. You know, Mark 4, we're talking about planting seeds. When you're looking at the word of God, you're planting seeds. You're sowing into the kingdom. You're wanting to hear his voice. You're paying attention to him. And all of a sudden, day and night as you sleep, if you keep seeking him, he pops up. There he is. You found him. He answered you. But to have that ongoing relationship is what I was talking about. He's constantly answering. He's constantly talking. You know, just so like if you have a closer relationship with someone and you're texting back and forth all the time and all of a sudden you got a message and you're excited. Okay, I texted them 20 minutes ago And here they are to answer me. You're waiting for that answer. You expect to hear him. And it's exciting. It's exciting. If you remain in him and he remains in you, if you're in agreement, if you're best friends, you're going to be waiting to hear him. You're going to be behind him, following him, saying, should I do this? Should I do that? I'm waiting to hear you, Lord. I'm not moving until I hear you. I'm not making a decision until I hear you. If you have that attitude, you will hear him. You will hear him all the time. And whether he answers you right away, which usually is what he does, or it takes a little while, he'll answer you. Sometimes it might take a little while because he's waiting for you to be that anxious, because sometimes he'll say something you don't want to hear. And he prepares you for that. And the reason we don't like to hear some of the things that he has to say is because we're so used to living our way that when he says something different from that, don't conform yourself to the world, but be transformed by the changing, the renewal of your mind. It's new ideas and it's new attitudes. When he says something to you, it's like that. He's teaching you how to live his way in his kingdom. And our flesh doesn't always want to do what he said. And so he waits and like conditions you for that answer. And then when he gives you the answer, I just want to say, be excited, because he only has good for you. The answer is going to bring good in your life. It's going to be good for you. I know the plans that I have for you, they're good, for your welfare, to bring you peace, not to harm you, to do good for you. So anything he tells you to do, as you wait behind him, as you let him take the lead, and you're waiting for that direction, whether you're familiar with it or not, his direction is going to be for your good, and you want to do it. You want to do what he said. And so when you do what he said, then of course you're going to hear him. You're going to keep having that conversation. But if you don't respond, if you ignore him, he's just going to get quiet. He's not going to force himself upon you. So he's so good. He's so in love with you. He wants you to know this today, and he's excited that you've tuned in, because you want to hear him talk to you. Let's acknowledge him. Jesus, we thank you for this word today, for teaching us how to acknowledge you, how to respond to you. We honor you. We give you praise and glory. Thank you. Thank you so much that you, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, would speak to us, would even speak to us. Help us, Lord. We love you and praise you and give you all the glory. So thank you so much for listening today. God bless you.